وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the All Compassionate, the All Merciful, and may great peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad and his household. Assalamu alaikum, my dear audience, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the series of Talks for Humanity. I am Hamza Azizi, talking with you about the issue of repentance within the scope of the discussions regarding the ideal image of a perfect human being. We said that definitely repentance is not some oral statement or oral phrase to repeat and then everything changes. No, that definitely is not equal with the reality of repentance. Tawbah means to decide to purify your heart from whatever effect of the sins you have committed. This is the reality of Tawbah. We mentioned that Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he faced a person repeating constantly the phrase of Astaghfirullah without regarding the meaning and regarding the reality of that, he mentioned different characteristics of a true repentance. Amir al-Mu'mineen said that the very first characteristic of a true repentance is regretfulness. If I act wrongly, if I commit a sin, and then I say Astaghfirullah, I ask for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is not the word of my heart, this is the word of my tongue. In that case, I have not repented at all. I just repeated a simple sentence. Instead of any simple sentence that I could have mentioned, I repeated this sentence. But this does not show anything. Regretfulness is very important. If I lied once and now I say, oh my Lord, I ask for your forgiveness because of the lie that I made, for this lie, it means that I regret it and I have decided not to repeat it again. So regretfulness and to decide not to get back to that sin, al-azmu ala tarkil awdi ilayhi abadan, and then to fulfill whatever right that I have ruined from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or from other people. A person who owes the other people, in case I have taken lots of loans from other people and now I'm in debt and I have enough money to give them their loan, to give them back their loan, but I do not do that. I keep the money in my bank account for the sake of making much more profits in the bank while I'm in debt and they need their money, but I do not give it back. And then when I go to the mosque, I pray, and after the prayer, I say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. What do you think the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would react? What do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say? Nothing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say that, okay, you are not a repenter. You are a joker. You are playing. This is not repentance. The repentance means that now that you are able to give the people's rights back, give the people's properties back, you act accordingly. This is the meaning of repentance. Follow us and keep listening with us after a short break.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad
وآل محمد يا مسلمين صلوا عليه صلوا على محمد صلوا على يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.
Welcome back, my dear audience, to the series of Talks for Humanity. This is Hamza Azizi. Amir al-Mu'mineen said that the other characteristics of a true repentance is to do whatever you can to prove to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I have definitely decided not to repeat. I have definitely decided not to get back to previous situation. أن تذيق الجسم ألم الطاعة كما أذقته حلاوة المعصية. Very beautiful statement from Amir al-Mu'mineen. He says that now that you want to repent, the meaning of repentance means that do you remember that previously you have left your soul, your nafs, doing whatever he wishes? So you have given a quite broad freedom to your nafs. Now it's time to limit it, to show to yourself that repentance has some barriers, has some difficulties, you have to face it. I have to face this problem, not to ignore it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when such repentance takes place, will give everything to us. Not only he forgives, inshallah, he also replaces with a very good deeds. So you see that the reality of tawbah is very interesting. A very broad gate is open. Very broad as the variety of the people. I said in previous episode that even if the person used to be an infidel, used to worship the idols, used not to believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but before he dies, he decides. He understands that the reality is otherwise. There is only one God. So he refers back. He tries to keep committed to the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even such person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, will forgive. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. All of the sins, inshallah, will be forgiven. Even infidelity. But in case that a repentance takes place while we are alive. Because if we are so close to the time of our death, there's no time at that occasion. وَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ. The people who have done whatever they wish, they have committed a lot of sins, and as soon as they face the last minutes of their life, and they see that, okay, everything is, I'm losing everything, I'm in loss. Exactly at that time, he starts repenting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that such repentance is useless. The only repentance that could be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that takes place during our life. So this is very important to take care of. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will switch to the next characteristic of the ideal image of human being. Thank you. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Life is not eternal, but the next will last forever.